Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The elite runners in the Boston Marathon take home the fame and the prize money, of course, but for the nearly 27,000 other people who completed the race yesterday, the glory comes in just making it across the finish line. WBUR's Shannon Dooling, who's run a bunch of marathons herself, spent the day near the finish line meeting some of the lesser-noticed runners and their fans.
Right on Hereford, left on Boylston. Those two final turns are ingrained in Boston Marathoners. From there, you can see the finish line. And yesterday, spectators were lined up for hours, hoping for a glimpse of friends and family. Angie Liberatore and Kelly Murphy both live in Boston. They were perched at the top of Hereford Street, eyes peeled for their colleague from work. They say they would have come out whether or not they were cheering on a friend.
I feel like just the atmosphere. Like, everybody's here for, like, one reason, and to, like, cheer people on and have a good day, so.
And, like, to all have one common goal. Like, everyone's supporting each other. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Of course, for runners, like Chelsea Dunton, the one goal is to finish.
I ran the last 2 years. First year was super hot, and last year, of course, with the horrible rain and winds. So this was kind of ideal conditions, and everyone was out in usual vibrant Boston. It was amazing.
Dunton, who's from Northern California, says she's always impressed with the way Boston comes out for Marathon Monday. She says it's obvious how much this race means to this city, especially this year.
It seems like it really brings a lot of people together, and I even start getting a little choked up at times during the race, just thinking about how special this is to everyone and just the memory of all that.
It was 6 years ago yesterday that the marathon finish line bombings shocked the city and the country. Tim Gentry from Denver was on Boylston Street that day after finishing the marathon. He gets a little choked up talking about it.
You know, it was pretty surreal. I was done, it's a mess, you know.
Gentry ran his 16th Boston Marathon yesterday. He says he keeps coming back for one reason.
I love this marathon. It's just such tradition. It's kind of like the Mecca for runners, right? I mean, if you're a runner, this is it.
There were plenty of first-time fans out along the course. Jim Jasmine traveled from Michigan to cheer on his daughter-in-law.
Well, we're really not from the running world, so this is our first time watching anything like this. So just being in Boston, seeing it, it's much more than we expected. Watching the faces of runners going by and what they're going through, and it's exciting.
It's exciting for the fans, for the runners, and for the city of Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.